No, we won't take it, said a voice out loud. No, we won't take it, we will stand our ground. No, we won't take it, said a voice from the crowd. No, you won't pass a policy that holds us down. No, sir, no.
And Appliance Center on Monroe's West Side, where they're having their England furniture sale. Save up to 20% on all sorts of great items from England Furniture, made in America, from Monroe Furniture and Appliance Center. It's been a remarkable year, and if you missed Lori Wallach on our program Thursday, she's with Global Trade Watch, Public Citizens Global Trade Watch. It was, again, an outstanding performance by Lori. And if you didn't get a chance to hear it, I suggest you go to Sly's office and download that off Sly's podcast. A little third person there. This Trans-Pacific Partnership and these free trade deals, Russ Feingold calls them corporate handshakes, which is a better way to describe them than free trade. They're awful. And Barack Obama is going to spend the remaining months of his presidency campaigning for one of the most unpopular bills during his presidency. One that defies how he ran as president, and one that defies on how he ran for re-election. Because you remember, he ran demonizing Mitt Romney for moving manufacturing jobs overseas. Well, what do you think this is about? This is one small portion of it. But more importantly, it gives up American sovereignty. It literally gives these tribunals, of these lawyers in this court, the right to say, yeah, yep, this foreign company says the Buy American provision or this environmental provision this state or city is doing is damaging our bottom line, and you've entered in this agreement. It literally will make... It'll make it harder to make things in America. Even its supporters admit it'll cost America another 150,000 manufacturing jobs in its first couple years of existence. It's an awful dog of a bill for consumer rights, for human rights, for environmental rights. Look at the list of groups that are against it. So Barack Obama is taking his fight for the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal to the American streets. I don't know if he's going to Wall Street or directly, but American streets. Even though Hillary Clinton has said she opposes the deal, and Donald Trump has obviously made a big deal of this, the White House is making an all-out push to win passage of the deal in the lame duck session of Congress, organizing 30 events over congressional recess to gin up support for the agreement, considered to be Obama's strategy to counter China and the Asia-Pacific region. The strategy is to offer support and cover to a small flock of Democrats who supported the legislation. Despite his embrace of Clinton, Obama has been unwilling to abandon the deal and regards it as a, listen to this now, central to his legacy, simply to avoid political fallout for her campaign. He says it's not going to do it. Although Clinton came out against the deal last fall, she supported it while Secretary of State. Then Obama went to say, well, right now, I'm president, and I'm for it, Obama said at a press conference earlier this month. And I think I've got the better argument, and I've made that argument before. I'll make it again. We're part of a global economy. So what? We're part of a global economy. That doesn't mean you negotiate a deal in private with a bunch of CEOs and corporate chieftains that downgrades environmental standards, makes it easier for jobs to move to Vietnam, and harder to make things in America. Just because we're part of a global economy doesn't mean you should make it worse. And he is. And he's literally giving up American sovereignty out of this deal. You know, I don't know how to put this any other way. This is treason. When you undercut the environment and you undercut American jobs and you undercut the American worker and you undercut communities the right to have their own sovereignty to buy things made in America, you are undercutting your country. There are some in America that will benefit from this deal. But they already have a lot of money. So he's saying he wants the Trans-Pacific Partnership to be part of his legacy. And I got in a fight with somebody over this earlier this summer. I said, how can you like him? How can she go? Well, I just like him. And I said, well, he lied about this. He said he wasn't going to do this. And she goes, all politicians lie. You have to look at him in his totality. I am looking at him in his totality. And I look at the problems the country has right now. And if he goes ahead and does this, his totality will be a negative. Will it not? It's the issue. It is what Russ Feingold is running on to recapture his used Senate seat. It is what Donald Trump is running on. It's sort of what Hillary Clinton is running on. It is the most talked about issue. It is the most talked about issue this year. And when the president spoke at the Democratic convention in Philadelphia, there was a sea of people holding signs, no TPP. And yet he says he has the better argument. Even though both times he ran for president, he gave the illusion that he thought moving jobs overseas was a bad idea. And he's only going to make it easier for people to do so. Among other terrible things, including hoarding the patents on patents for drugs. This is a big giveaway to drug manufacturers as well. So he says he wants to make this part of his legacy. I don't understand on something this big, and when it was central to his election in 2008, how people can still be feeling positive about him. I consider him to be Judas. John in Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
This is a complete destruction of his legacy, as far as I'm concerned. And him and these other politicians that were bribed on the Senate and House floor with $200 million passes, I'd like to remind them all that they swore an oath to the Constitution. The Constitution should supersede this nonsense. And by nonsense, it's worse than nonsense. This is a horrible deal. You know, I get people on my Facebook page telling me, oh, it's not the big deal in these the senators in Oregon want it. You know, it must be.
One of the senators wants it in Oregon. The other, Jeff Merkley, definitely does not want it. Yeah, I understand that senators from shipping states, you know, it's good for business for shipping. But it creates, you know, but those states also have businesses that make things where they lose jobs.
It's treason. As far as I'm concerned, they are abdicating their responsibility to the Constitution. by doing this.
Well, when you give up sovereignty for your home country, yeah, and you literally have people that are in the corporate world negotiating on behalf of Fortune 500 countries that have no particular allegiance to the country. Yeah, I think that's kind of a big deal. People go, don't be a one issue voter. There's so much crap in this thing, and it's far more than one issue, but it is.
Is it under NAFTA that currently we're being sued for the pipeline?
Yes, that is true. Ruth in Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7. Am I just being too regimented here and dogmatic?
Not at all. No, not at all. You know, in these snarly situations like this, they always tell us to follow the money. And I don't think we really can follow the money thanks to Citizens United. But my bet is that the same 32 entities that are paying for every election from dog catcher to president are saying to him, your legacy is going to be that no Democratic candidate ever gets any more funding from us, or you do what we say. You know, and so I think that he is between the financial rock and a hard place by our overlords that we have to acknowledge are there and get rid of them.
Yep, that's very true. Oh, by the way, let me just tell you one more rotten thing Barack Obama's doing. He's got a guy that works at the White House. He's the budget director. Barack Obama's setting him up to run against Bill de Blasio, the excellent mayor of New York, because de Blasio criticized Obama as being late to the game on income inequality. How's that for progressive politics?
Yeah, there's so much for our First Amendment, right?
Well, I mean, look, Bill de Blasio's one of the most in the country, and Barack Obama's going to send one of his little Wall Street guys after him. That's the kind of guy Barack Obama has become. Kevin in Evansville, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Oh, hey, Fly.
Hey.
I think we can all remember President Obama saying at the beginning when he first got elected that if you guys speak loudly, I'll listen to you. And I wanted to cite one example recently this year that occurred at the Arctic. I don't know if you've heard of the kayaktivists in Portland, Oregon.
No.
A bunch of these guys got together. They lined their kayaks along the river there in downtown Portland, and for 2 weeks they blocked ExxonMobil or one of those big companies from taking one of its exploration ships up to the Arctic Circle.
Yeah, I think it was Shell. I think it was actually Shell. Now I remember what you're talking about. Uh huh.
So fast forward, I don't know, 5 or 6 days from there. And President Obama says, you know, I'm looking at the Arctic as a place, you know, for exploration. He goes up there knowing damn well what happened down in Portland, and he says, well, I want to leave a legacy for my daughters. I'm going to say hands off to the Arctic.
Interesting. Interesting.
You know,
well,
he will listen.
Well,
it's just that we got to bitch and moan and get in his face.
I couldn't agree with you more, but that should have started day two of his presidency, maybe day one. Marcus, oh God, you're going to yell at me. What are you going to say?
No, Barack Obama's legacy is death, war, destruction, poverty, as it is with most presidents. And I mean, it's astonishing the way media can just establish language usage for everybody. Barack Obama's talking about his legacy, and everybody says, oh, well, he's concerned about his legacy. When you have a politician talking about their legacy, that's a sign they should be immediately removed from office. What they're talking about is their reputation by the official historians and the media that's lying about them.
Now you're right. No.
You know, I mean, it's really interesting. You mentioned this woman earlier who said, well, all politicians lie, which is absolutely true. But that doesn't, surprisingly, that doesn't stop her from voting in the system and pretending it's real. You know, if you had somebody in your life personally, and all they did was lie to you, you'd stop exposing yourself to their company.
Why do you think I don't talk? Why do you think I don't talk? Why do you think I've severed my relationship with my oldest sister?
Well, there you go. I mean, people think the economic system is the Constitution. Both fake political parties and divisions pretend this. It's not. An economic system, it's not treason, Sly. It's functioning exactly as it was designed
well,
to.
Enriching
the rich.
With the violence that's taken place in Milwaukee, I'll drive you down the 30th Street corridor and show you the shell of Milwaukee's former economic engine that has put so many people in complete despair. I'll show it to you.
Oh, sure.
It didn't happen by accident.
No. I mean, I've been talking with you for years about, you know, Milwaukee is following the Detroit model. It's going to end up the same way for the same reasons. Austerity for the poor. That's our program here in the United States. And you're going to see it in virtually every major city in the United States.
All right.
Certain exceptions like San Diego and stuff like that.
Well, San Diego's a military town.
This is the program.
Yeah, all right. I got to roll. Barack Obama, screw your legacy and screw you. And I'm sorry I ever wrote you a check.
Sly's Office.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.